Hello, innovators, disruptors, and future makers. Welcome back to the Agentic Revenue Brief podcast, where we cut straight into the future of sales and AI. I'm Tim Kortinovis, and yes, this is my AI voice in your ears. Glad you're here, because today we're talking about the shift I'm seeing inside the world's most forward-thinking sales teams, the rise of the agent squad. Let me set the scene. For the last 2 years, most sales orgs have treated AI like a clever intern. Helpful, yes, occasionally impressive, but always limited to one prompt at a time. Imagine that. One chat window, one request, siloed. Useful, but you're always going to hit a ceiling that way. But the real innovators, they've leveled up. They've moved beyond the one-man band model to something much more potent, a specialized team of agents, each with a sharply defined role, handing off work, collaborating as an intelligent workflow. Platforms like LangDoc are making this real, functional, and not just for the AI enthusiast in the back room, but for everyday B2B revenue teams that need to run now. So, what does this look like and why does it matter? Here's what I'm seeing on the front lines. Instead of trying to stretch a single generalist AI across every task, winning teams are assembling squads, usually about 5 agents, each tackling one of the critical friction points in sales. Let's break this down. First up, the research agent. This one lives upstream from your deals. Give it a company name or a meeting invite, and it serves up a tailored briefing with the details your AEs actually care about. Funding, leadership changes, tech stack signals, you name it. No more showing up to a discovery call cold, and in LangDoc, you can set your own sources, profiles, and even the format that your team wants. Then there's the discovery agent. Think of this not as another script spider, but as a coach. It ingests the research, suggests the right qualification questions, and after the call, dives into the transcript to highlight what was answered, what was missed, and what the rep should chase next. The real value, consistency. Every deal gets the same scrutiny, no matter who owns it. Next, the proposal agent. Governance is everything here. This agent threads compliance, pricing, and references right into your proposals. No more imaginary wins or rogue copy. It draws from sanctioned content, including everything the buyer actually said they cared about, not just your generic website copy. Fourth, the pipeline agent. How often does your Monday pipeline meeting burn 10 minutes just figuring out what even changed? Now imagine the update is ready before you even log on. Deals that slipped, accounts that went quiet, patterns and red flags surfaced automatically. That's time back for your managers and faster moves for your team. And quietly running in the background, the knowledge agent. This is the go-to for every, where do I find our latest case study on X? Or how did we answer the SOC2 question last quarter? Instead of Slack ping pong, you get governed, up-to-date answers on call. But, and this is key, simply building 5 separate agents just gets you 5 lonely chatbots. The real lift comes when they hand off. Research flows to discovery. Discovery fuels proposal. Pipeline flags a stall, which triggers new research. And the knowledge agent is the connective tissue throughout. When the workflow becomes machine orchestrated instead of human stitched, you see compounding impact, not just incremental lift. Now, let's talk about the mistakes I still see, so you can avoid them. Mistake 1, building agents in isolation. If your agents can't hand off context, you're not accelerating, you're fragmenting. Design the workflow first, then the agents. Mistake 2, skipping the knowledge layer. Curation and updates there are non-negotiable. Don't let your agents make things up. Start with sanctioned high-quality content. And mistake 3, thinking agents never need review. Build in feedback loops, let reps flag bad output, and review weekly where your squad drifted. don't wait for a deal to blow up. So what does this mean for you as a sales leader? Your job is evolving. It's less about enforcing process and more about designing the system your people and agents will operate inside. The new org chart has humans and software both earning their seat, and the unit economics of every deal start to change because researching, qualifying, and drafting content are suddenly 10 times cheaper and faster. If you take nothing else from this week's episode, let it be this: the best prepared sales leaders for 2026 won't be those with the most agents, but those who realized earliest that it's not about individual performance anymore, it's about agent augmented revenue motion as a whole. That's the world Langdog and platforms like it are building for us, with enough governance to make your security lead smile too. Thanks for joining me today. If this got your gears turning, share it with your team, subscribe, and as always, keep innovating, keep architecting, and keep growing your revenue. This is Tim Cortinovis, and I'll see you at the front lines of the next shift.